Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It's Zoe Moon, and I am here to cover the week of May 10th through the 17th, the week that rocks the world. So let's hold on to something and hope we get through it in one piece. There are big changes coming in the week ahead, and the main culprit is the planet Uranus moving into the sign of Taurus for the first time since 1934 to 1942. And Uranus brings sudden changes and surprises and shock and shakeups. And it's really there to kind of stir us up and get us out of any ruts and bring new inventions and innovations, I should say, probably, and new original ideas to the forefront in Taurus rule of themes, which would be about our income and what we're doing and how we're making our purchases, what's going on with our possessions, what's going on with our products, and how we're building things and what's going on with the land and what's coming out of the land, the food. And so it's going to be quite the interesting next big chapter, the last one again being 1934 to 1942. And there's going to be a lot of energy in this field prepping the stage. So starting on Sunday, we have Mercury moving into Taurus. Mercury opens up the information flow. And so from the 13th through the 29th of May, we will have more talks, more news coming in about what's going on, more meetings or interviews or auditions about it, more sales or agreements or negotiations, more writing, more short trips and local activities. So this kicks in on Sunday the 13th. Again, really focused on what we value, how we're valued, our income, our possessions, our products, our purchases, what we're building. And I do want to give you guys that listen to the show a heads up on the date stand out in the two-week transit that is going through here. And they look good. The 18th, Mercury will harmonize with Saturn to cement something. On the 22nd, Mercury will sit in an opportune alignment to Neptune, opening the door to something involved in this with the arts or the spiritual realm or research and development or investigations or institutions or romance. And on the 22nd and 23rd, it could be either day or both, we will have an opposition to Jupiter. And this brings in one-on-one scenarios that focus on our Mercury themes and then bring in legal or travel or foreign, educational, media, marketing, ceremonial, religious, or political themes in the mix. So big days, the 22nd and 23rd. And then finally on the 25th, Mercury will harmonize with Pluto, bringing in the authority figures, higher-up type people, or the goals or the career agenda, and any powerful, bigger financial changes or intimacy or the way things are being shared in a dynamic. And so that comes to the forefront. All of these are, you know, alignments that flow more readily, more easily, and should make this an important but short chapter with Mercury through Taurus. So that gets the ball rolling on Sunday. Then on Tuesday, the 15th, major, major day. First of all, at 7:48 a.m., and that is Eastern time, so 4:48 a.m. Pacific, we have our new moon in Taurus. Again, income, purchases, products, possessions, what we value, how we're valued, and what we're building. And so this is the one new moon that we get each year that gives us that boost forward from the cosmos and is going to help us to launch into something new or something next level over the next 2 weeks. So you want to be proactive while that big wave is behind it for 2 weeks and take steps towards what you would like to start fresh with or what you would like to take to the next level in what you're already doing. Then at 11:16 a.m. Eastern, which would be 8:16 a.m. Pacific, Uranus moves into Taurus and shake, rattle, and roll. Here we go. Uranus is going to shake things up. Since Taurus rules the ground and the food out of the ground, we can expect it over the next 8 years, but possibly on the days the 15th and 16th as it comes in and squares Mars, that we would have more earthquakes or volcanoes or some other kind of, you know, maybe more when the earth opens up and we get those, you know, big holes in the ground or big fissures. There could be things like that. It can be Uranus coming in since Uranus rules the internet and since Taurus rules our income, there could be something kind of suddenly changing. Maybe there's a hack or an EMP or, you know, who knows, over those couple of days. Maybe we'll have, a blackout over the internet for a couple of days. So there could be something involving the internet that impacts our purchasing and income flow for a couple of days as it comes in and makes the square. It could be that there is some kind of, I could make all kinds of guesses, right, as it comes in and we start to resonate with this new energy. The thing is that Uranus really wants to start to innovate here. So let's focus on the good. Let's say, yeah, it's going to get a little crazy for a couple of days as it comes in and we start to rock and roll with this shift of energy. But over time, this is meant to bring us into something more innovative and that is probably more communal, as long as we can sidestep the whole, you know, communism thing. We keep communal in a free market system, then we're going to be golden with this, right? And so finding ways to barter, finding ways to, share and to maybe more websites that or whole web hosting systems that come up that are ways for us to interact on that level. Maybe something new with the cryptocurrency one way or the other, can't say which way, but definitely some shakeups there. Could be, something where we're really starting to think about the collective and start to focus on the collective from a more open flow that frees us, not that impounds us. And so there are going to be those, since this is a, does rule communism, there are going to be those that are going to try to squash people's freedoms, and then there's going to be huge swaths of people that are going to be fighting for their freedoms. And it's going to play out through the land and the food and the money during these next 8 years. So, you know, there can be amazing innovations on ways that we can free ourselves up in these territories and hopefully get the food more organic and holistic during this time frame, and all coming from us collectively getting together and really, you know, insisting and demanding on changes. And so that's on the horizon as well. But on the day that this moves in, definitely we are starting to resonate with an energy that we are not used to, unless you were up and kicking during 1934 to 42. It's definitely an adjustment period. Taurus wants things to be slow and steady, does not like change at all. Uranus brings sudden, you know, revolution and excitement and lightning bolt moments, you know, and it resonates at the higher octave of Mercury, which is an electrical energy, nervous system type of energy field. And so there's going to be some real interesting adjustments for all, you know, everyone's going to handle it a little bit differently. Being aware of it within your mind can help. Recognize it as you're dealing with it. And we've got this, either the slowing down of the Uranus energy and grounding it, or we have the hypering up of the Taurus energy, making it more interesting, and probably a little bit of both. So we're going to want to kind of balance that. I'll talk about, you know, how it's going to affect every sign differently as we get into the signs. But this kicks in, so big push forward with the new moon for 2 weeks, Uranus moving in. Uranus is going to travel through Taurus. We're going to get a preview in 2018. So it's going to travel there until November 6th. So that's our preview. Then it backs out and it's retrograde, goes back where it has been, and will return next year, 2019, on March 6th, and travel then until April 26th of 2026 in Taurus. And so really getting an idea of what's going to be changing and evolving with this year, and then really getting in it wholeheartedly next year. So on the very next day, on Wednesday the 16th, Mars moves into Aquarius. Aquarius is ruled by Uranus. So Mars is moving into a sign that is now has its ruler in a new territory. So this kind of destabilizes Mars a little bit. On the one hand, it's going to ground Mars over the course of the 7 weeks that it travels here. It's actually going to travel there longer because of a retrograde, so I shouldn't even say that, first few months as it goes forward and then backs up over it. But at this point, as it enters, it's getting used to the new vibration, and it instantly squares Uranus in its new placement. So Mars enters Aquarius at 12:55 a.m. on Wednesday morning, and that is for East Coast, and that would be 9:55 p.m., for the Pacific Coast on Tuesday evening. So we instantly start to get into what Mars in Aquarius is going to be, and that is amping up activity with friends, with groups, online, with astrology, with charities, with gatherings and events, with causes, with revolutions and rebellions, with radical extremism, with original inventions, with personal aspirations, you know. So all of these things are going to start to get hyped up by Mars, which is about a fire sign that triggers things and brings activity and brings passions to the top of your body and lets them explode out, or to the bottom maybe, I don't know, and brings anger as well, and fights and war and violence and aggression. And so we're going to see this playing out on these kind of collective scales. It can motivate us to get a lot done if you need to move something forward with a group or move something forward with the internet or any of these things. I mean, this can be a really dynamic time to make things happen. However, in these first couple days between the 15th and 16th, as it moves in and then is frictionalized with Uranus, anything goes. All kinds of sudden, unexpected things are going to snap into place. It's 3:04 a.m. when Mars completes or perfects its square to Uranus. That's Eastern time, so that's 12:04 a.m. Wednesday morning for the Pacific Coast. So literally Tuesday is just, you know, off the scales, crazy making, wild stuff going on, and it carries into Wednesday. So, you know, if you're in a place where there's danger, wars, that kind of thing, try to have safety plans. Try to be very alert. If you're in an area where there's a lot of land upheavals, be extra alert. If you are going to be out in a group or gathering, please be careful. You know, just use common sense during this. And then also remember that Mars and Uranus squaring is very accident prone. And so, you know, Mars, again, would rule cutting or fire, and Uranus ruling electrical things and sudden things that you don't see coming. And so the combination can definitely mean that you're everybody, you know, a little bit more accident prone. So again, want to be very cautious on Tuesday and Wednesday, but that gets the ball rolling. Mars, after we move out of this frictional combo on Tuesday, Wednesday, the 15th and 16th, then both energies, Uranus and Taurus, on its new footing, and Mars and Aquarius on its new footing, will start to take their perspective, respective journeys down the highway through these territories, and we will get motivated and get a lot done. We just don't want to blow everything up on the first couple of days that it moves in. So there we have it. I definitely think on the global stage we can plan on seeing something extreme one of those 2 days or both. And, you know, back when we first started talking about this month, there were certain things that weren't going on that are going on in this last week now. So Lord knows, let's keep our prayers strong. Let's stay positive, put out as much positive as we can, and be prepared, be cautious on those days. So when we're looking at Aries, you guys are getting one of the major boosts of a lifetime when it comes to your income or your purchases or your products or your possessions in this week ahead, because not only is Mercury starting to open up the chance to get into talks or field offers or meet people or sign agreements or make sales or write or interview or make decisions, but it's followed right 2 days later on Tuesday with a new moon there that gives you that two-week boost, and then Uranus moving into this territory. So for Aries, it's a double whammy, because in a good way, I think, because Uranus moving here is going to start to, you know, awaken you out of any ruts that you've been in with the way you're making money or what your purchases and possessions and products are doing. And it's going to kind of get you to be more innovative, and some more exciting changes are going to come through this territory. But it's also going to draw friends and groups and get you more online and more in social networking or gatherings for those themes over the years ahead. And but also the reason it's a double whammy is because, in a good way, is because you know, it's exiting your sign, and you've had it in your sign for the last 7 years, so it's been very up and down, unpredictable, very exciting because you've been meant to be reinventing yourself, but also very unstable at times, physically, when it comes to your name, your brand, your image, and your needs being met in your life. So that will start to settle down as Uranus goes into Taurus, and now it's really about being innovative, finding that right soul group or the online presence to make your income go to the next level over these years ahead. or to gather with like-minded individuals when it comes to your purchases or products or possessions. And so you really want to watch, you know, what's kind of pulling you to this new direction in this week ahead. And then remember, on Wednesday the 16th, your ruler Mars is going into this social arena, Aquarius, for several months actually coming up. And it's going to square Uranus on this day on the 16th. So the 15th and 16th could be volatile for you. And this would mean that things going on with friends or groups or the internet or astrology or charities or gatherings or some kind of original project that you're involved with or your own personal aspirations being shook up a little bit as you get a push here with the personal income or what you value or being valued or the purchases or possessions or products. So once that's in, once that's moving, then you're going to get really busy in your social realm over the weeks and months ahead and have a lot of maybe some passion stirred there with some significant others that you meet while you're out doing social things or just being motivated and dynamic. And you do want to watch for fights with friends, obviously. Mars can stir anger for any of the signs where it's going to land. But otherwise, really powerful, new push forward for Taurus. You know, all this energy is flooding into your sign, so I can only imagine, and I guess I'm going to see it up front and close since I'm with the Taurus. So here we go. Mercury comes into your sign on Sunday, the 13th, so this starts to open up, you know, more conversations with you, more meetings and short trips and local activities. Maybe you start to really get in there over your needs, your body, your image, your brand through all of this. Promoting yourself in some way or furthering your agenda in some way. But Mercury is definitely, you know, with you at this time. So it's a really good time to promote and move forward with your ideas. And then that new moon on Tuesday the 15th and Uranus coming into your sign on that day, both are through your energy field. So time to launch, time for you to think about, sorry, my computer's like going I would have to say no, computer. Okay, it did it too. What do you know? I guess because I'm talking about Uranus so much, it's like, here, I'll show you. So Taurus, the new moon, I mean, definitely time for you to start to launch your some new direction. Obviously, Taurus is a very slow and steady and methodical sign, a sign that loves pleasure and the good things in life and likes to build things. And here we have this, you know, kind of shake them up, sudden change. Excitement, shocking planet energy entering into your sign. So it might be a little bit, you know, destabilizing for the Tauruses until they adjust to this new hyper energy flow. But it is going to start to socialize you, and it's going to start to get you involved in a cause or get you involved in a charity or get you involved in a group that you want to be part of or get you involved more online. And putting forward your image, your brand, your name, maybe involved with what you're doing to make your money or the purchases or products or possessions and what you're doing with them. So you want to think social, you want to think original, and you want to really look at this as a time where you're reinventing yourself in a very powerful way. This is the preview this year up through November, so watch what's going to start to shake you up and get you excited. In this week ahead. And then do remember that on Wednesday, Mars is moving into your career midheaven. It's moving where you have your big life personal goals as well, and also where you deal with higher up authority type people. And it's going to instantly square you in Taurus with Uranus and this new moon. So you could have some kind of run-in with an authority figure and it would be a bad situation, or you could have some kind of last-minute thing that you dive into that's career-driven or is about that big personal goal, and you're highly motivated and in the moment, and all this new energy is flowing there. Maybe it'll involve friends or a group or something, or but it is frictional energy, so it can either challenge you bringing an obstacle into your forefront of your story, or it can get you to challenge yourself and push more to do more here. So, you know, I would say watch those 2 days, which they could be a little bit more crazy or volatile. But otherwise, you're going to have a lot of motivational energy over the weeks and months ahead to help you move career forward or those personal goals or dealing with those higher-up authority figures. And it's also going to be this new, whole new huge chapter for Taurus about how they are redefining who they are and just a way that should be really interesting to watch for us guys who are not Tauruses, to keep an eye on our Taurus friends and see what happens here with this. All right, so for Gemini, all of this energy is playing out in the 12th house, which is mystical, magical, delusional, self-sabotaging, karmic, and, artistic and spiritual and romantic at the same time. So we are seeing Mercury show up here on Sunday the 13th, and so this is definitely going to start to open up the communication information flow for you over the next couple weeks up through the 29th, and so you can get into talks or meetings or agreements or sales or writing or interviews or offers or decisions focused on the art, the film, the music, the painting, the poetry, or focused on the romance, or focused on your spiritual practices, or focused on magic or psychic abilities, or focused on institutions like hospitals or spas or prisons or retreats, or focused on research and development or investigations. And so we're opening up that flow of communication and information there on Sunday. Then on Tuesday, we have the new moon boost you forward, help you launch into something new or next level in one or several of those areas over the next 2 weeks, followed within 4 hours with Uranus moving into this territory for the first time in your lifetime, unless you were around between 1934 to 1942. And so this is really going to start to break you out of any ruts in those artistic, romantic, spiritual, institutional, or research arenas, or bring some sudden changes or shocking surprises, or, you know, start to bring in a new flow of friends and internet influence and groups and gatherings through this territory. You might start to see that there's some interesting, exciting, or sudden changing things with your income or purchases or products or possessions playing out in this field or in one of those fields. So, you know, through the institutions or through the artistic pursuits you make, et cetera. And so you really want to watch what's starting to move into place big time in this week ahead. That on Wednesday the 16th, Mars moves into Aquarius, which is your ninth house, and instantly squares this position. So Mars, over the months ahead, is going to give you a lot more motivation and activity with legal matters or travel plans or people at a distance or with educational pursuits, media marketing interests, ceremonies like weddings, or anything with politics or religion. So as it comes in on Wednesday the 16th and squares Uranus, we have this frictional dynamic push. So there could be, you know, a legal thing with a, you know, an institution that you have to deal with, or there could be, you know, travel for art or romance, or there could be, you know, educational research you need to do, or, you know, make the look at the combination that fits your story, plan on something kind of being in the moment and kind of all wound up between the 15th and 16th in those areas. And then for after we get past that square, then Mars to really start to just get you busy with the travel, legal, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious or political themes, while Uranus is awakening and you bringing the changes and the new interesting dynamic to the artistic, spiritual, romantic, institutional or research arenas. So there you have that. For Cancer, you know, all of this energy with the Taurus stuff is your 11th house. And so for you guys, this is really starts on Sunday with the Mercury moving into Taurus and bringing news, bringing talks and meetings and agreements and sales and writing and short trips and interviews and offers and decisions, you know, that focus on anything social for you guys. So it could be with friends, could be with groups, could be online, could be with astrology or charities or gatherings. Could also be about your original projects or aspirations. So the information starts flowing here on Sunday, and it'll be that way until the 29th. Then we see on Tuesday the 15th a new moon come in the early morning and start to boost you forward to make new friends, start new groups, start new online things, to start new astrology pursuits, etc., or to take what you're already doing to that next chapter over the next 2 weeks. You have 2 weeks of momentum behind that. And 4 hours later, Uranus moves into this territory, bringing the big vibratory new energy field here that is going to ramp this up over the next 8 years, shake you out of any complacency or rut, help you reawaken yourself to something new and interesting and exciting, bring some sudden shocking changes possibly, and help you innovate, you know. So really look at what's happening here. Definitely probably impacting your income or purchases or possessions or products as it goes through here. And pay attention to Wednesday as Mars moves into Aquarius. For Cancer, this is something taking place that's going to activate all kinds of busy, active, passionate, angry, fighting, motivated energy over the weeks and months ahead that has to do with big financial topics, loans, debt, inheritance, taxes, insurance, investments, settlements, commissions, alimony, child support, partners' money, things like that. Or it's also possible that it will be stirring up the activity and passion or anger over sex, reproductive needs, divorce, death, birth, or third-party scenarios. So you have quite a bit going on there. Just realize as it moves in on the 16th, it squares this new placement of Uranus in Taurus. So, you know, there could be a big financial thing you have to act on that's going on online. There could be, you know, I hate to say there could be maybe a death of a friend or maybe a friend's giving birth. There could be, you know, some kind of sexual attraction kicking up online or with a friend, I guess. You know, so there's like some kind of frictional new energy dynamic here that pushes things Tuesday and Wednesday, the 15th and 16th. So you want to be aware of that. You want to be careful with that. And then know that once we get past that square, it's really going to start to push into the regular activity that's going to be flowing forward in both of those territories. So there you have it. For Leo, this is all about your career, your personal life goals, you know, retiring, getting married, having a baby, buying a house, those kind of goals. Or it is about your fame or reputation or status, or it's about dealings with higher up authority type people, bosses, parents, judges, mentors, directors, teachers, et cetera. So, you know, this starts to open up dialogue, offers, agreements, sales, writing, interviews, meetings, talks, decisions on Sunday the 13th, and that flow of information and communication will stay focused on your life goals and career and fame and authority figures up through the 29th. Then on Tuesday the 15th, you get a new moon boost. It's 2 weeks of momentum that can help propel you into something new in one of those areas or help you take what you're doing to the next level. And then Uranus follows almost immediately entering into Taurus. And at this point, you know, it's going to really start to shake things up and introduce this new powerful energy field here. It's definitely going to ask you to reinvent yourself on the career front or with the personal goal or with the authority figures. It's going to ask you to adapt to sudden changes that happen as well as sudden exciting lightning bolt moments that could bring you fame over the years ahead. And it's going to ask you to bring your original unique side forward through the career. It's going to probably bring a new group of friends or associates or a group you're affiliated to with or something online, you know, something social that ties in with this next level of career momentum or personal goals or authority figures that you're involved with. So look for the things that are starting to come into the picture this week ahead. Do note that on Wednesday, Mars moves into your relationship house, which is going to be great over the weeks and months ahead, helping you guys motivate and make things happen with partners and clients and specialists and agents and attorneys and competitors. But on the 16th, it's going to square Uranus. So we have some frictional dynamic challenge here involving one of these people and your goal or career or fame or the authority figure in the mix. So a lot of either you are challenging yourself to be more ambitious and go for something big time here on those 2 days, or you're challenged by an obstacle. So be aware of that. You know, you've got these kind of critical days. But then we get into the flow and all this starts to make sense and move forward. For Virgo. Virgo, all of this new energy in Taurus is going to be really getting you guys busy. Sorry, I'm trying to pick up this cord. Sorry, I'm distracted. Virgo, this is going to get you guys super busy, especially, you know, in this week ahead, but definitely over the months and then the years ahead. When it comes to your ninth house, this is the way you broaden your mind and you adventure and you learn about the whole world and you teach. So, I mean, this can be about education, taking new classes, training, teaching others. That's going to take off in some new way. This can be about legal interests, contracts and agreements, or getting into the law. This can be about travel or exchange with people at a distance. It can be about import-export or foreign interests, or going global with something you're doing. It can be about media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, publicity, advertising, you know, anything that gets the information out there far and wide. It can be about weddings or other ceremonies. It can be about religion or politics. So you have a lot you can choose from. So the information starts flowing here Sunday. You can get into talks, meetings, agreements, sales, writing, interviews, offers, decisions between Sunday and the 29th of May, the 13th through the 29th. That's going to really be getting that started. And then on Tuesday the 15th, the new moon gives you that boost, which can help you launch into something new in one of those areas, to the next level in one of those areas with some ongoing situations. And you have momentum for 2 weeks with that. So you want to be proactive with that. And then shortly after that, Uranus moves into this territory on Tuesday. And so you really start to resonate with this higher electrical energy, which can bring genius and inventive ideas or sudden changes or excitement or shock or, you know, it's trying to awaken you and bring brightness into these areas and really help you bring your inventiveness, your innovations, your genius through these areas, as long as you are kind of willing to accept the sudden changes that happen as part of the story. And you want to remember that on Wednesday the 16th, Mars is moving into your work, health, and animal arena and will square this position. So there may be some kind of sudden thing you have to dive into for work that involves a last-minute trip or some kind of renegotiation with the legal terms, or, you know, you learning or teaching something new, or, you know, any of the combinations between where Uranus is and this Mars influence with your work. There could be some kind of confrontation with a coworker or someone or you're motivated to hire someone to help you, or you're really motivated to organize or to clean. You know, these are all abstracts off of the work idea here. And it could, maybe you're tackling paperwork, you know, and that's part of it. And when it comes to health, I mean, same thing. I mean, maybe you're deciding that you want to relocate, so you're in a healthier environment, or maybe you're maybe there's some kind of, with your health insurance, and you have to deal with the legal agreement that you signed with that or something. You know, so really getting in there and dealing with what this might be. And then with the animals, same thing. If there's something you're doing for or with animals, then it's going to amp up between those 2 days. So you have that kind of resonating and making it either you challenging yourself or being challenged on Tuesday the 15th and Wednesday the 16th, but then it all starts to get into flow and you start to really motivate and get busy in these new areas and see where this is going to take you. So Libra, we have all this energy pouring into the power part of your chart. So Mercury shows up first on Sunday and starts to open up information and communication from the 13th through the 29th. And so this is power through self-empowerment, through the financial realm of loans and debt and inheritance and taxes and investments and insurance and settlements and alimony, child support, partners, money, whatever the big financial theme might be for you. And it's also about sexual empowerment, about reproduction and bringing new life into the world. It can be about a death or a birth. It can be about a divorce and a big, massive, powerful change is coming through that. It can be about how you're working within a triangle, you and two other people. And so we're really starting to open up that information flow and the talks and meetings and agreements and sales, et cetera, that are focused on those topics. And then 2 days later on Tuesday, we get the new moon. This is going to give you that boost forward and help you start something new in the financial, sexual, reproductive, divorce, mortality, or third-party scenario. Or it's going to help you take what you're already involved with and start to take it into the next level, next chapter kind of thing over the 2 weeks ahead. So you want to be proactive during that two-week period while you have the momentum behind you. And then within a couple hours of that, 4 hours of that, Uranus moves into this territory on Tuesday. And so now you start to resonate with this kind of exciting, shocking, sudden changing, brilliant, genius, quirky, revolutionary energy playing out in these big financial realms, or with your sex life, or your divorce, or the death, or the birth, or the reproductive need, you know. So you're really going to start to see what this is going to bring to awaken your life. Maybe you'll have if you've been single for a long time, you'll have a sudden, you know, highly charged sexual attraction with somebody. Maybe you're going to start to do something that brings in a new kind of commission, or pay off a debt, or I don't know, whatever the financial thing might be. So, you know, we're really going to start to see what this is going to resonate, and it's going to be hypercharged Tuesday and Wednesday, because Mars on Wednesday moves into this territory for you that is about creative projects, children, lovers, or recreational pursuits. So we see something pushing against this financial, sexual, reproductive, divorce, or mortality, or third party scenario playing out between Tuesday and Wednesday involving one of those themes. Then after that, after Wednesday, you'll start to get in the flow with all this. You'll start to see what needs to happen. Mars will be the motivator over the weeks and months ahead, with the kids, with true love, with creative projects and recreation, getting you busier than you've been there for a long time, while Taurus is going to really start to shake your world up and bring some excitement and some change through your sex life, through your reproductive life, through the divorce, the death, the birth, or the big financial picture going on as you move forward. All right, so there you have it for Scorpio. Scorpio, relationship, relationship, relationship. We are talking about a massive week that could change a lot of things, as things are pushing you into new relationships, or helping you take current relationships into something new, you know, whichever one you want, I suppose. Starting on Sunday, Mercury moves here and will travel here through the 29th, which really helps you meet people that could be partners or clients or specialists or agents or attorneys. It will help you get into talks, into interviews, into auditions. It will help you with short trips and local activities with these people. It will help you in writing and in sales and agreements with these people, and help you make decisions, okay? So that all starts to flow Sunday. And then on Tuesday, the new moon gives you that big kick in the pants forward that will help you gather momentum by connecting with these people and forming these new client, partner, specialist, agent, attorney, representative, or even competition relationships, or helping you launch what you're doing into the next level. So you have 2 weeks of momentum with that from Tuesday the 15th that can help you do that. So you want to work with it to connect with these other people. And then Uranus moves in Tuesday, 4 hours later in the morning, and really starts to show you what's going to be shaking up, and where the genius is coming in through these people, and where the perversion, and where the quirkiness, and where the shock and sudden change, and where the excitement, and where the, you know, soul group connection. And, you know, because Uranus does rule our groups and social life and what we do online, et cetera, so that might be impacting, you know, what's happening with these key people, these clients and these partnerships and these specialists and representatives, et cetera. So it's really going to start to show you where this is going over the next 8 years. But remember that on Wednesday the 16th, Mars moves into Aquarius, which this is for Scorpio, having to do with something suddenly happening that you need to jump into or deal with in the home, or with the family, with a parent, with a roommate, or with a move, or with a renovation, or with a real estate deal. And then it really ramps up this new energy playing out with these partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, opponents, competitors, advocates, whoever these key relationships are. So you'll have a couple volatile days there, Tuesday and Wednesday. Maybe they'll just be smoldering, passionate days. It's you challenging yourself to take that next step, or it's you being challenged by an obstacle to overcome, and then you get into the flow. And then over these weeks and months ahead, Mars will keep you very busy in the home, or with family, or moves, or real estate deals, or renovations, a lot of dynamics playing out there, getting things done. And Uranus will be introducing all that wide awake, new exciting energy with your partners and clients and specialists and agents and attorneys, et cetera. So there you have it for Sagittarius. Sag, all this energy is really impacting your work, your health, and your animals over the weeks and months and years ahead, depending on which energy we're talking about here. So it all starts to kick in this week ahead. And so this starts on Sunday with Mercury showing up And Mercury is going to open up the information and communication around it between the 13th and the 29th. So you have really two very important weeks to interview, to talk, to meet, to pitch ideas, to sign agreements, to make sales, to write, to field offers, or to make decisions, or get out there locally or on short trips that have to do with your work opportunities, or that involve coworkers or hired help or paperwork, or that are about cleaning or organizing, and all of that fits into the work side of this, or that are about getting you in there in those talks and meetings and decisions that are about health interests that you have, or making decisions. Maybe you're going to join the gym or hire the nutritionist or start the diet, that kind of thing in this week ahead, or next 2 weeks. And then also with animals, you might start to talk about wanting to adopt animals or get involved in an animal charity or anything animal related. This is a really good 2 week period to motivate on that. And so this is followed 2 days later on Tuesday the 15th with the new moon. New moon is going to give you a 2 week big boost behind this and help you propel yourself into new work opportunities or new health scenarios or new things with animals or coworkers or hired help or paperwork or organizing or cleaning. And it will also help you take what you're happy about in current scenarios into the next chapter. So you want to motivate, you want to be proactive and work with this energy. And within hours, Uranus moves into this field, which might bring some sudden changes or some excitement or some real wake-up calls, or some original genius ideas into the picture. And it might also start to stream you in with friends and groups and the internet and astrology and charities and gatherings when it comes to your work and when it comes to your health and when it comes to your animals, because that influence is going to be there for years to come. And so you really want to pay attention to what this is all moving you towards in this week. Do note that on Wednesday, Mars is going to move into your communication sector and local arena, though Mars over the weeks and months ahead will get you very busy and motivated there, and you'll be able to make a lot happen. But on the 16th, it's going to square what's happening there with work, health, paperwork, coworkers, hired help, or the animals. And so you're going, or the organizing or cleaning, so you could get into a volatile, talk, fight. You could, have something pushing you over the agreement or the sale or the writing or the interview or the offer or decision in the mix, or you could have something that you're having to dive into or that is sudden and shocking involving your local activity that day or one of those days, or with a short trip or with the vehicles or the electronics or with a sibling or a neighbor. So be aware, that we have this kind of pushing us all into the position that it's going to be taking us and either getting us to challenge ourselves challenging yourself. You might hear of a last-minute interview that you could get to if you hop in your car and drive across town. So that would be fit the square. Or you could also be going to an interview and get into an accident in your car, and that would also be the square. So it's frictional. It's dynamic. Be careful in those areas, but expect to get really busy those couple days. And then for you to just, over the weeks and months ahead, start to see more happening in the area of communications and information, local activities and short trips, vehicles and electronics, siblings and neighbors, as well as this new field that's going on with your work and health and animals, et cetera. All right, for Capricorn. Capricorn, this is a flood of energy into your house of creativity, true love, children, and recreation. So the Caps might be getting it the best of all the signs. What do you think? So, having Mercury start to show up here on Sunday the 13th, it's going to kick off about 2 weeks. You're going to have it there till the 29th of the month, and it opens up information and communication. You'll be into talks or meetings about, meeting that lover, or in the talks with the kids, or you'll be into writing or sales or agreements when it comes to your creative projects or short trips for the recreational pursuits, So you're in the flow, you're in talks, you're hearing the ideas, you're fielding offers, you're making decisions in these couple weeks, and it opens that up. And then the new moon on the 15th on Tuesday gives you that 2 week boost forward. And so that really can help launch you into brand new love affairs or new things with kids or new creative projects or new recreational interests that you might have, or it can help you take whatever's all ongoing and take it into some new chapter. So for 2 weeks from the 15th, you have that momentum, you want to work with it, you want to be proactive. Uranus within hours moves into this territory to shake things up, to get you out of complacency, to bring some sudden lightning bolt moments or some you know, shocking changes suddenly, or really to, you know, get you off the couch and into life in these areas and bring fresh air and bring changes that are meant over the 8 years ahead to kind of reinvent where you are in your love life with the kids, with the creative projects, and with the recreational pursuits. So that's going to start all this momentum between Sunday and Tuesday. On Wednesday, Mars moves into Aquarius, which is where you're going to get super busy and active, where you might fight for things or you might get passionate about things, but you're definitely going to get motivated. And for Capricorn, it's about making money, or what's going on with your income, what's going on with your purchases, what's going on with your possessions or your products. So you're going to get very busy doing stuff about those topics over the weeks and months ahead. However, as it moves in on Wednesday, it's going to instantly square what's going on with the kids or what's going on with the lover or what's going on with your creative project or your recreational pursuit. So you might have an issue, a challenge to overcome about what's being bought or what's the money that you're making or what's happening with the product or possession in the mix. Or you might be challenging yourself to push for something harder on those couple days by purchasing something, you know, that's about your creativity or recreation or love of kids, or et cetera, any of those combinations. So it's going to be really ramped up and a little crazy making between Tuesday and Wednesday. And then things should start to smooth out. And over these weeks and months ahead, you should just be able to make things happen with income and purchases and products and possessions. And you should definitely start to see some really different things starting to happen in your love life, with your lovers, with your kids, with your creative projects, and with your recreational pursuits. For Aquarius, okay, all of this energy for you guys is at the root of your chart. So, you know, this is really interesting for you guys because this is your ruling energy and it's moving into another fixed sign, so it's squaring you guys through these next 8 years. And it's going to really kind of get you to look at where you are, where you live, who you live with, what's going on with your home, with your real estate deals, with your renovations or moves, what's going on with the roots in your life, with your early childhood needs that are still, if they are still unmet, that you need to handle over these years, what's going on with security in this world and how stable do you feel on the ground beneath your feet, and what's going on with your family, your parents, or your roommates. And so we start to open the dialogue here or hear the news. We get into talks and meetings and agreements and sales and writing and interviews and offers and decisions that start to ramp up starting Sunday the 13th through the 29th because Mercury shows up here to get that information flowing. And then the new moon on Tuesday the 15th helps launch you forward into something new or next level in one or all of those areas, whatever you're doing here. You want to be proactive. You have 2 weeks from the 15th where this will, you know, have more momentum. And Uranus, your ruler, moves into this territory within hours in the morning of Tuesday the 15th, first time in your lifetime unless you were born before 1942. And this is definitely going to shake, rattle, and roll things. It's going to bring a lot more excitement and a lot more original and inventive things to your home and family life. But it can also bring some sudden changes in these areas as well. And it probably over the years ahead will start to bring a new way of involving yourself with friends and groups and the internet and gatherings and things like this in the home or that are tied to real estate or moves or renovations or involve the family or parent or roommate. And so you have that to kind of look forward to. It's an awakening energy. It wants you to you know, have that fresh air coming through here, free you in some way. So you want to look at what's starting to come together in this week ahead. That flow gets underway, but is instantly squared on Wednesday by Mars in its new placement in your sign. So as Mars comes into Aquarius on Wednesday, it's kicking off several weeks and months of more activity on a personal or physical level for you guys. And so that's really great as far as like getting yourself physically in shape and getting motivated to do things about your brand, your name, your title, your image, or anything that you have a personal stake in that you're passionate about. You're really going to be dynamic. But as it moves in here, it's going to be pushing you hard about whatever this new thing is going on with the home, the real estate deal, the move, the renovation, the family, the parent, or the roommate. And so you want to be aware that it's kind of crazy amped up between Tuesday and Wednesday, and then you'll start to settle into this flow. Mars will definitely make you much busier over this time ahead, as I said, And you're going to see what these changes are coming to the root of your chart. So it'll be interesting. For Pisces, all of this energy flow is coming into your information and communication arena. So starting on Sunday, Mercury showing up there really amplifies that arena for you guys over the next couple weeks through the 29th. It really is going to open up your talks and meetings. It's going to open up your ideas and pitching of ideas. It's going to open up offers and proposals. It's going to open up writing and agreements and negotiations and sales. And it's also going to have a mundane side to it where it's going to open up the flow of information and communication with siblings or with neighbors or about vehicles or electronics or that happen while you're out doing local things or taking short trips. So if you need to make decisions or meet people or pitch the idea or sign the agreement or make the sales, this is where you find it starting Sunday, moving forward for the next couple weeks. And then on Tuesday the 15th, we have that new moon. So this boosts you guys forward. It's a launch into brand new ideas, writing, speaking roles, agreements, sales, interviews, offers, proposals, decisions, talks, meetings, short trips, local activities, things going on with brothers and sisters and neighbors and vehicles and electronics. Or it can take what you're doing in those areas to the next level over the next 2 weeks. So you want to be proactive starting on the 15th and work with this energy while you have momentum. And then realize Uranus moves into this territory within hours of this on Tuesday morning and starts an 8-year cycle here with, you know, that little back out November to March of this year into next year. But, you know, overall 8 years. And so this is definitely going to start to shake things up in the home with the family, with the roommates, with the moves, the renovations, the, you know, whatever it is. I'm sorry, I just backed into Aquarius. That's my Uranus moment. That's Aquarius. With the talks and meetings and agreements and sales and writing and interviews and auditions and with the offers and proposals and decisions and really shake things up with brothers and sisters and neighbors and moves and vehicles and electronics and short trips and local activities. So you're probably going to attract a new soul group during this time frame, new friends, new group activities, new online interests, new things going on with astrology or charities or gatherings or your original inventive side of who you are. And it's also going to be about kind of awakening you into these ideas and into all these topics that I just mentioned to help you reinvent who you are and free you out of any ruts that you've been having. So it's a really powerful new force there. And I would say Pisces, please keep dream journal. Please write down ideas you're getting because you're streamlining straight down from the highest source over this period. So, you know, inventions and original quirky projects and all of it, you know, you guys are the ones with the golden spoon here for this. So take note. Do note that on Wednesday the 16th, as Mars moves into your 12th house, of the mystical, magical, romantic, self-undoing, delusional 12th house, that you're going to get really busy there over the weeks and months ahead, and you're going to motivate. So this is going to be a really good thing overall as far as, like, making things happen in art and film and music and painting and poetry and dance and sculpture and with romantic interludes and getaways and with spiritual practices and with magic and psychic interests and with hospitals and other institutions and with research and development. But on the 16th, it's going to square to this new Uranus placement. And so the news could be pushing you to overcome an obstacle. You hear news about one of these things or you get into, you know, a combative fight with somebody over something there or you're challenging yourself by pushing yourself harder to get in there and interview or talk or pitch an idea or sell something. You know, so it's very dynamic. It's very active Tuesday and Wednesday. And then you should start to get into that flow and see where this whole thing is going to be taking you guys over the period ahead. So shake, rattle, and roll. Again, last heads up, because this is going to be quite the week on the global scene, if you're in an area that's war-torn, if you're in an area where there's confrontational, aggressive type of people, if you're going to be out at any large gatherings, if you're in an earthquake or a volcano area, or if you're online and on those days, you know, please use caution, please be careful. keep your prayers strong, that we move into this in the best possible light and avoid the crazy. And that's it. It's Zoe Moon, Zoe Moon Astrology. You guys can find me on Facebook during the week at facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology. And otherwise, God willing, the world doesn't go. I will be back next week, same time. If the world does go, it's been super, super nice knowing all you guys, and it's been a wonderful thing. So that's it. I'll talk to you guys next time. Bye-bye.